Good morning. Good morning, Bethany, Assembly of God. Thank you for everybody who came today and for everybody watching online. Welcome. And we hope that you're blessed with the testimonies that God is going to give everybody here today. My name is Reverend Enzo Raca. I serve at the Ministry of Teen Challenge, Massachusetts. I went through the program about 6 years ago. And so now it's a pleasure to be back, you know, with the guys. What we're going to do is the guys are going to minister in song and in testimony. And in your rows, there's been about three sets of prayer cards and even sponsorship options. So kind of grab that, take a look at that so you'll know where it is. And that way, when we give further instruction. But we just want to say really thank you for having us. Thank you to Pastor Stephen Thee for having us and Pastor Franco for just lighting it up this morning. I love your fire and the anointing that God's placed on your life for such a season as this. And we really pray that you guys get blessed by this, okay? Thank you.
Prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. My God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giant. I know how this story ends. Yes, I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory.
For the battle belongs.
of victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Well, good morning, church. My name is Manuel. Good morning. My name is Manuel. I'm 45 years old. I'm from New York, and I come from a very broken family. I used to build my life on drugs, having promiscuous sex with women, selfish gratitude, just living a selfish life, not knowing wrong from right, or actually knowing wrong from right, but still doing wrong, not having a relationship with God. And it led to a destroyed marriage, my sons being fatherless for a point. Some of them are still. And it's just destroyed relationships around me. And I saw death knocking at my door. And that was when I started doing heroin and coke and things like that. But God had a merciful plan for my life. Yes, glory to God for this. I wouldn't be able to be here right now giving a testimony. And God reached out and through a young man in Jamaica, Teen Challenge, when I went to Jamaica on a missions trip, and I came back here 10 years later. I don't know how the guy had my phone number because my phone number had changed, but I was contemplating suicide one night, and he reached out to me out of the blue. And he called me, and he said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "No, I'm not." And I told him what was going on. He said, "Do you want some help?" And I said, "Yeah." So we made a phone call, and he gave me a choice of going to Albany or coming to Massachusetts Teen Challenge. And I decided to come to Massachusetts because of the Boston Red Sox now. because I wanted to get away from that lifestyle and the people and the connections that I had. And I knew that I needed to come to the end of myself, and I came. And since then, God has brought me through the program. I have now graduated the program. Successfully, I am now the church service. Yes, I am the church service coordinator here for Teen Challenge Massachusetts. I direct these guys. I form the choirs. I spoke with Pastor Stephen earlier last week, and Heidi. I think Heidi's on Facebook right now if she's not here. And so I have the pleasure and the honor of passing the torch and just being that vessel in God's hand to use to, you know, impact his people and the world around us, and really to spread the gospel, because that's what it's all about. It's all about Jesus Christ on the cross. He went to the cross. He died for us. He died for me. He died for everyone here. And he rose on the third day, most important thing. And he now sits seated on the throne at the right hand of the Father. And so with that being said, you know, I give all glory to him. And I thank you for having us here today. The scripture that I do stand on is Luke 9, 23 and 24. And Jesus is speaking here, and he says, "If anyone desires to come after me, he must deny himself and bear his cross daily. Follow me. He who tries to save his life will lose his life, but he who loses his life will save his life." So now I lose my life so that he can be, you know, that he can save my life, and that I can live eternally. So all praises to him. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
Self-condemnation, a lot of negativity thoughts, which led to a lot of drug and alcohol abuse, and my life just went spiraling down from there.
Good morning, church. My name is Rob. I'm actually from across the river. I grew up in Springfield, a very good middle-class family, Roman Catholic, don't hold that against me. I was always lost. I always had an emptiness, needed to be accepted. Nothing did it, high school, sports, always beating up on your brownies. But anyway, it never filled me, which led me to just being a liar, deceitful. My family at home didn't know what was going on with me, and neither the people around me. It led me to a life of crime, which led me to addiction, again, trying to fill holes, and pretty much just complete destruction, and just living continually over and over the same pattern, like on a gerbil wheel.
Morning, church. My name is Victor Morales. I'm 55. I'm from the island of Puerto Rico. I used to build my life in alcohol, drugs, and in different vices and in pleasures of the world. My life was completely miserable.
I grew up in foster care till about 8 years old. I was adopted with my two sisters by a beautiful family, beautiful parents. They gave me a very good life. They brought me to church. But in the midst of all that, just getting lost in the world, I didn't consider their love. I was like, how can this family that doesn't know me accept me and love me and want me? So what I did was I searched for love and acceptance everywhere but from them, which led me to my first incarceration. From 15 to 28 was a life of in and out of jail, detoxes, rehabs, and just putting through my family. Like now that where I'm at now, I see the hurt I put them through. I destroyed their life, not just mine. I destroyed their lives as well. And just where I'm at today is just a lot better place.
I would do what my old buddies used to say, some from the same community, my first state incarceration. And it would only fuel. It was at that point where the devil really chained me. And the locks start going on, trying to fill that unworthiness, trying to answer questions, and just that cycle of continually lying to my family, my loved ones, the ones that I would love, my ex-wife, the daughter that I would never raise, and I just got deeper into it. I thought they were my friends, they accepted me, and it just continued. It got worse and worse as I got out of prison. The first time, the destruction that I laid across that bridge in that city with those people, it's interesting that I'm coming to the end of my season at Teen Challenge, and I'm standing here just across the way. It's a very, very hard road, and having to stand here in front of who might be out here in this crowd today, I thought about that for our two-hour drive.
For over 25 years of addiction, my life went from worst to worst, trying to fill the void in my heart and emptiness. And by trying different drugs, and it became like a spiral and circle, the going down and down. And actually, in my life, I was threatened actually three times and overdosed. I became a reckless person, and having consciousness about the others, other people around me or my family, I just became careless and hurting myself, but at the same time, I was hurting my family as well, my children and my mother, family, and friends. Every relationship was, it was worse every time. My life didn't have no, I didn't see no hope for my life. I didn't see no hope for my life.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 through 9, it says, "We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We are struck down, but not destroyed." This verse holds dear to me today because I felt hopeless. I felt just, I felt there was no other way for me to turn. I turned away from Teen Challenge for years of my life. But you know what? He drove my feet towards this place. I got through the doors. I still struggled. I've been here 10 months. And Jesus has moved my life in amazing ways. My family, I have their full support. My mom and dad, they have peace. They have good sleep at night knowing that I'm healthy, that I'm okay, I'm not dead, I'm not in jail. I'm just so grateful. These brothers, every single one of them have just true, genuine stories, beautiful hearts that lift me up in all that I do as well. I'm so grateful for the opportunity. I'm grateful to be here. This church is amazing. Thank you guys for your support, continued prayers. Prayer is so powerful. I believe in it. Thank you so much.
In 2014, I had just had enough. I had a lifer he had 52 years in. We worked in the law library. God blessed me with that, with a mind for the law, which I wish I knew when I was 18. But the way I was talking, he said I reminded him of King David. And he showed me the Bible, and he brought me to Psalm 32. And David writes about forgiveness, the peace, the joy, the happiness that can only be found through God. And only God can forgive us. And in 2014, I did that. I gave my life to Christ in prison. But the one thing I did was, as I used to pray, "Thank you for forgiving me, but I will never forgive myself for what I did." And it was just a few years later that God would reach down and pull me out of there and cut that 20-year sentence in half. And a pastor at a church that I was going to in Plymouth saw what was in my heart and a vision of going back into the prisons and helping the families, helping the victims understand just that's what my calling is. And it was Teen Challenge that showed me my root issues, all the things that as men we push down and we push down and we push down. And when I got all that out, that's when verse 5 hit me, where David cried out, "Please forgive me of my transgressions, my sins. Please cleanse me of my inequities." And the Lord said to the only human being in the Bible, the man after his own heart, "I have forgiven you of not forgiving yourself." And Teen Challenge has just done unbelievable amounts of work in my life. I can't thank Reverend Enzo, my brothers, our choir leader, Manny, who's also been my roommate for many months. All these guys. I don't do it on my own. It's all God's will. I'm not standing here. If I was, I would have been locked up with my buddies for the rest of my life or dead. Thank you.
That it wasn't until I opened up and cried out to God, and he opened the door at Teen Challenge for me. And since then, my life is not the same. That void, that emptiness that I had in my heart is being filled with his presence today. I gave my life to Jesus. Every day he's lifting me up, restoring my life, bringing me to that closeness to him, to his presence, actually. Today I don't build my life in the empty things and the emptiness and the void that is in the world. I build my life in his presence. He's seeking his kingdom first. And the things that count for eternity, like hope, faith, love. Today I stand in this scripture, and I bring it to you. It's in Matthew 11, chapter 28. Excuse me. 11, 28, 29 says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me that I am meek and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." God bless you, church. Thank you for having us here.
Amen. So comes to this part of the service where we talk about prayer and how important it is. And in Jeremiah 29:11, you know, God is speaking through the prophet, and he's talking about, God says to his people, he says, "You will call upon me and you will come to me and you will pray and I will hear you." And so, you know, God is a God who wants to give us the desires of our heart as long as those desires are aligned with him and they are his desires. And that happens through the transformation and salvation and so forth. Your desires start to become the desires that he has for you. So, you know, I was prayed for coming into the program. All these guys were prayed for coming into the program. But one specific person that's in our program now, a gentleman by the name of Brian Barros. I always like to use his testimony because it's very powerful. And it came full circle in our sanctuary, in our auditorium back at the center. And every Sunday, we get together at 5:55. We have prayer three times a day, Monday through Saturday, okay? Once in the morning at 5:55 in the morning, at 5:55 at night. And then we have one from 9 to 10, which is optional for the men to come to. And that one is very powerful as well. This is on Sunday where we have prayer at 5:55 p.m. And the guys gather in the sanctuary. And we have these cards here, and we pray over them. Right here, this part you fill out. And you put your prayers here in this section right here, and what you want prayed for, and people's names, first names. And then here, this is information you fill out, and it goes to the office. And we might call you down the road to inform you about some events going on, like the 5K or Christmas event, or we have a banquet that in October that we do. It's immaculate with like a 5-course meal and so forth, and we invite you to that as well. But this particular story, this testimony of this prayer card, a gentleman that's in the program right now, we were in prayer one Sunday, and someone had, we reach in a basket and we grab these the stacks of them, and we just grab them and we start praying through them. And someone grabbed a prayer card with this man's name on it. He was in the program at the time, and he's reading it, and his wife had put in the prayer card, And he realized that the guy was in the program, and so he went over to him and gave him the prayer card that his wife had filled out and put in there. And it just shows that God answers prayer, because she prayed for her husband to come to the program to get healed, because he was facing a life sentence in jail, and now he's in the program, and he's getting delivered. He's getting, you know, molded and transformed into the image of Christ, and it was all done through prayer. Amen. Through prayer. So you have these prayer cards. They're in the pews. We encourage you. God wants to answer your prayers. And if you would just take the time, a few minutes, and fill them out, and you can come give them at our table. We have a little wicker basket on the table. Just throw it in the basket, and we'll pray for you guys, okay? So we thank you so much for your time.
What God can do when you surrender your heart to Him. It's powerful what God can do when you continue to pray Pray for your loved ones. God's using these men. He's raising them up. We teach them through scripture about, through the story of Joseph. And we see in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, you know the story of Joseph? When he became second in command in Egypt. And his brothers came to and had to bow down to him. And they were scared of him because they tried to kill him at one time. And just like addiction tried to kill these men, we teach them that although the enemy intended it for harm, that God intended it for good, for the saving of many lives. We want to encourage you today who is here. For those of you who are watching online, God is not done with you yet. We're here to minister to you today about the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something. You know, the Lord just brought this to me because in Psalms 105, verse 17, it talks about Joseph. And this is what he says. It says, then he sent someone to Egypt ahead of them, meaning Joseph, ahead of his brothers. So in God's sovereign plan, he knew that Joseph was going to go through what he had to go through. They bruised. He was so sent to Egypt ahead of them, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with fetters, and they placed his neck in an iron collar until the time came to fulfill his dreams. The Lord tested Joseph's character. And I believe that's for us today. 2020 has been a difficult year, but I want to leave you with this. Everything is ordained by God. God's still shaping us. God's still molding us. There's no difficulty that we've gone through that God has not had his hand and watched over us. And God has still a purpose for each and every one of our lives here today. Let's give him glory because he's in control and we can trust him. In your rows, Mandy talked about the prayer cards. It's powerful. Like I mentioned to you at the beginning, I work at the ministry now, but 6 years ago I graduated and I went off to study at North Point Bible College. I was facing 5 to 10 years for bank robbery to support my lifestyle of addiction until the Lord rescued me, pulled me out of prison when I got down on my knees and said, Lord, I need you. But it's because of you. It's because of the supporters. It's because of the people that prayed and sowed into the ministry that I was able to graduate. Go off to Bible college, earn a degree, become a reverend in the kingdom of God to serve him. And it's all because of the kingdom of God. So you have an opportunity now to continue to allow the work of the Lord to go through. So these men will have great opportunities and the guys behind them that we hope it would stop. But we at least have to give it to the Lord and fight for this. Like this brother who graduated years ago, and we thank you for it. So there's sponsorship information. You can sponsor a resident for a year. It's $1 a day. It's only $30 a month. And that way, this, you know, they can still have a place to go. If the Lord put that on your heart, no hard sell. It's been a difficult year for everybody. But if the Lord put it on your heart, fill this out and drop it in the bucket at the wicker basket at the table. We hope you were blessed. Team Challenge Ministry also has the cutting boards at the table that you see from the video earlier. That way you can maybe make a purchase, give it as a gift. But we don't really necessarily run off of selling cutting boards. It's the sponsorships that keep us afloat. So let's remember that. Those of you watching online, you didn't have a chance to do it, you can go to teamchallengemassachusetts.org, and we pray that everybody would continue to be blessed. Thank you. So I'm going to call Pastor Franco back up. Can we give Pastor Franco a round of applause as he comes up?
We hope you've been blessed by this. The word tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. And so I hope that you heard testimonies today, but I want you to know something. You heard the greatest two-word testimony there is, but God. And I want you to know something. It doesn't matter what comes before those two words, but God begins the turnaround. Amen. And I want you to know that if you've been hearing these stories and you've been wondering where God is in your life, why can he do it for them but not for me? I want you to know you are not out of God's reach. I want you to know the word of God says it's an all-sufficient grace, not a mostly sufficient grace. You don't have to wake up and wonder, does this mean that God can't love me? Does this mean I'm not good enough for God? I've got news for you. No one on their own was ever good enough for God. And that's why Jesus came and provided the grace that he did in being born of a virgin, living a sinless life, being crucified and rose again, and now sits at the seat of favor and power at the right hand of God. And do you know what the book of Hebrews tells us? Not only did he rise again and sit in this seat, but right now in this moment, Jesus is interceding for you and for me by name. No amens? Really? Jesus, the Savior, the Lord of Lords, is interceding for you and for me. And so if you heard something today and you want to know more about this Jesus, I just want to ask you if you could text the word HOPE to 413-300-6061. And if you text that word HOPE, we've got a booklet that we want to send you that lets you know about how to take your first steps in believing that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords worth living for. Amen? So, church, we hope you were blessed. If you can, they have a table right out over here. If you could stop by and support them, we would love for you to do that. But it's been a great 2020. We are looking forward to all that God is going to do in 2021. I hope to see you Wednesday night. I'm going to be sharing a brief word on prayer, and we're going to have a night just praying out 2020 and praying in 2021. So I'd love for you to come join us. Thank you for being here. Lord, thank you for these men and your touch on their lives. And now as we go, would we just go knowing you are the risen, living Savior and that we are not out of your reach, Lord God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. And thank you for going with us. It's in Jesus' name we pray and we believe. Amen. You are dismissed.